Lies, 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 more lies with another side of lies, with a little bit extra lies on the side of those lies. That's what's happening right now when it comes to this administration on the issue of COVID. Let's talk about a couple of different things real quick. One, Dr. Fauci says all the valid scientific data shows hydroxychloroquine isn't effective in treating coronavirus. That is what he actually said before Congress. And he got irritated and testy when he was asked about COVID. He got irritated and he got testy because he couldn't believe that somebody was asking him something like this. And how dare you play doctor? Let me remind you of just last summer what Dr. Fauci said when asked by Congress about hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you for that opportunity to comment. The Henry Ford Hospital study that was published was a non-controlled retrospective cohort study that was confounded by a number of issues, including the fact that many of the people who were receiving hydroxychloroquine were also receiving corticosteroids, which we know from another study gives a clear benefit in reducing deaths with advanced disease. So that study is a flawed study, and I think anyone who examines it carefully is that it is not a randomized placebo-controlled trial. It doesn't matter. You can peer review something that's a bad study, but the fact is it is not a randomized placebo-controlled trial. The point that I think is important, because we all want to keep an open mind.
By the way, I love that. We want to keep an open mind. There is no part of Dr. Fauci that was keeping an open mind. He was hell-bent on saying no to hydroxychloroquine, and I think it was 100% personal because he couldn't stand Donald Trump personally. He had to work with him every day. They clashed. He didn't like that Donald Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine. He believed that was not his job, and he should stay in his lane, and he should shut up, and that I'm the doctor, and you're not the doctor. I'm the infectious disease guys. You're not. I'm the highest-paid government official in the U.S. government. You need to sit down and shut up, Mr. President. And that's the reason why he says there. Well, I mean, we're all trying to stay open-minded, but there was no open-minded. Now, I tell you this lie to tell you about the new study that has come out showing that he was absolutely wrong. A new study has come out showing hydroxychloroquine and zinc treatments increase coronavirus survival rates by almost 3 times. The study published by MedRxiv found that the drug hydroxychloroquine along with zinc could increase the coronavirus survival rates by as much as nearly 200%. If distributed to ventilated patients with a severe version of the illness. Quote, we found that when the cumulative doses of the two drugs were above a certain level, patients had a survival rate 2.9 times the other patients who didn't get it. So this new study shows that what they referred to as a controversial drug, a malaria drug that is not controversial. It only became controversial because Donald Trump mentioned it and he got it from doctors around the world. That was touted, and this is why they hated it, by Donald Trump, increased the survival rate of severely ill coronavirus patients by upwards of 2.9 times survival rate higher than patients that did not get the drug. Back to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, I'm open-minded, but you're wrong.
It doesn't matter. You can peer review something that's a bad study, but the fact is it is not a randomized placebo-controlled trial. The point that I think is important, because we all want to keep an open mind, any and all of the randomized placebo-controlled trials, which is the gold standard of determining if something is effective, none of them had shown any efficacy for hydroxychloroquine. Having said that, I will state, when I do see a randomized placebo-controlled trial that looks at any aspect of hydroxychloroquine, either early study, middle study, or late, if that randomized placebo-controlled trial shows efficacy, I would be the first one to admit it and to promote it. But I have not seen yet a randomized placebo-controlled trial that's done that. And in fact, every randomized placebo-controlled trial that has looked at it has shown no efficacy. So I just have to go with the data. I don't have any horse in the game one way or the other. I just look at the data.
Yeah, okay, sure. You weren't looking at the data. And you sure as hell weren't listening to other doctors. There were doctors around the world, many of them in third world countries, that had a very limited supply of options of drugs to treat the masses and the overcrowding of the people coming to their hospitals. And those doctors who were on the ground dealing with COVID-19 were telling you and the world, and not to be right, but to save lives. You got to understand the mentality of the doctors that were dealing with COVID last year around the world. They were spreading hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment that was having great results based on what they were seeing, right? Based on what they were seeing, they were showing amazing results. And the reason why they were showing those amazing results is because so many doctors were doing anything in their power to try to get it right. They were just trying to save lives. They weren't trying to make it, you know, they weren't writing peer-reviewed studies at the time. That may be a better way of putting it. They weren't trying to change things in a war with Dr. Fauci. They were sharing information. That's all they were doing. They were just trying to share basic information. Basic information to save people's lives. And Dr. Fauci basically said to all of those doctors, shut up and stay in your lane. You're not an expert like I am. And these doctors were getting incredible data and information because they were doing everything they could to save someone's life. And they were throwing different drugs at patients that they basically knew if they did nothing, they were going to die. They had patients that were continuing to decline in their function, in their hospitals, and they knew if they just kept them on fluids that they would die. So they were trying things. And they saw a significant amount of promising results quickly from hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And this guy refused to listen. And not only that, because Donald Trump mentioned it, he attacked it and said, it's just not true. It's not real. It is not happening. It is not working. So we know that Dr. Fauci, you can't trust him on hydroxychloroquine. We also know that he lied about masking. We know that he lied about Wuhan and the origins of the coronavirus not coming from a wet market, coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that. We know he lied to Congress about gang of function research to Senator Rand Paul. That's a lot of lies. How the hell does this guy still have a job? Now, these aren't the only lies that are being told. Okay, this is just some of them, right? Some of the lies out there. But these are lies that did cost people their lives. People did not get the life-saving drugs they needed. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc. People stopped using them because of the words of Dr. Fauci. 600 plus thousand Americans died. When the hell is this country going to hold him accountable for that? And how does he still have a job? I'll tell you how, because Joe Biden loves this guy because they're one and the same. Now let's move on to another lie. Media busted again. Democrats busted again. Totally different story. St. John's Church, you know, the famous church across from the White House, the famous church that was targeted by Black Lives Matter activists and burned. Well, the IG report now has come out exonerating Donald Trump. Remember the claims by the media when Donald Trump went out there after that church was burned, walked out in front of that church. They cleared that area that they then named Black Lives Matter Square, whatever the hell they called it now. He walked out in front of that church to show solidarity and hold up a Bible. They called it a photo op. The media immediately attacked Donald Trump, saying that Donald Trump tear gassed his own people. He tear gassed his own people that were being peaceful, peaceful protesters, just to clear a park for a Bible photo op. How dare he? And the media ran with this. So, of course, Democrats demand an investigation into this, right? Because this was great fodder before the election. This all happened before the election. Donald Trump's an evil dictator. He's a tyrant. He's a psychopath. Donald Trump tear gassed his own people who were just protesting peacefully. Well, the inspector general decided, okay, because of all the outrage, right? We got to investigate this. The Inspector General of the U.S. Department of the Interior released a report exonerating Donald Trump from the false claims that he used tear gas to clear peaceful protesters from Lafayette Square for a Bible photo op. Last June 1st, President Trump delivered a speech to the White House denouncing nationwide riots then walked through the square to St. John's Episcopal Church, which rioters had partially burned the night before and held up a Bible. Democrats and the media jumped all over this, claiming, making it up, lying, propaganda, that Trump had used, quote, tear gas to clear the peaceful protesters from the park simply for a photo op. Then candidate Joe Biden, using what the media gave him, went even further, claimed that Donald Trump held the Bible upside down. He didn't. In fact, as then-Attorney General Bill Barr explained on CBS News 60 Minutes last year, the rioters had injured dozens of officers in the 2 days leading up to the operation, and the U.S. Park Police had independently decided to expand fences, establishing a White House perimeter by one city block, using pepper balls to clear those who resisted. Fact-checked the claims. Let me give you some of them. Fact check, Joe Biden falsely claims Trump held Bible upside down. Didn't happen. Fact check, DNC false claim peaceful protesters were tear gassed at White House. Didn't happen. Fact check, Joe Biden repeats false claims that Trump cleared peaceful protesters. Also didn't happen. Fact check, Joe Biden repeated lies about tear gas, upside down Bible, and speech attacking Trump. That happened all the way on January the 7th, 2021, after he became president. Now, the last fact check was particularly important, the one January the 7th, 2021, as Biden used these false claims to blame Trump for the Capitol riot. The Inspector General's report confirmed that Donald Trump and the Attorney General Bill Barr versions of the events were accurate, and it debunked the claims by Democrats and the media. Quote, protests began in and around Lafayette Square on May the 29th, 2020. On May 30th, the USPP, that's the Park Police, and the U.S. Secret Service established a unidentified command, a unified command to coordinate the law enforcement response to protests. From May 30th to May 31st, at least 49 U.S. Park Police officers were injured while policing the protests, and federal and private property were vandalized. On the morning of June 1, the Secret Service procured anti-scale fencing to establish a more secure perimeter around Lafayette Park that was to be delivered and installed the same day. The U.S. Park Police, in coordination with the Secret Service, determined that it was necessary to clear protesters from the area in and around the park to enable the contractor employees to safely install the fence. The Park Police planned to implement the operation as soon as the fencing materials and sufficient law enforcement officers arrived at the park. Six other law enforcement agencies assisted and the Secret Service in the operation to clear and secure those areas near the park. The operation began at 6:23 p.m. and was completed by 6:50 p.m. Shortly thereafter, at 7:01, President Trump walked from the White House through Lafayette Park to St. John's Church. At 7:30, the contractor began assembling and installing the anti-scale fence and completed the work by approximately 12:30 a.m. on June 2nd. What we found, analysis of factual findings, the IG report says, quote, we found that the U.S. Park Police had the authority and discretion to clear the park and the surrounding areas on June 1. The evidence we obtained did not support a finding that the U.S. Park Police cleared the park to allow the president to survey the damage and walk to St. John's Church. Instead, the evidence we reviewed clearly shows that the U.S. Park Police cleared the park to allow the contractor to safely install the anti-scale fencing in response to destruction of property and injury to officers occurring on May 30th and 31st. Further, the evidence showed that the Park Police did not know about President's potential movement until mid to late afternoon on June 1, hours after it began developing its operational plan and the fencing contractor had arrived at the park. So another lie. Another lie the media told you to get Donald Trump out of office. Another lie that Joe Biden told to get people out of office. Another lie that was not true by this media, but they don't care now because they got rid of Donald Trump. So we got all these lies that are coming out. We know they lied about the president clearing the square in front of the White House, which they've now renamed like BLM Square, right? Because we got to stick it to the president, Donald Trump at the time, for him, you know, moving out there and showing that a church is still valuable and the word of God is still valuable. Then we got some other insane thing that's happening, some crazy thing that's happening in this country. Not only has Dr. Fauci been lying to us. The media been lying to us about schools being locked down, and we now know we don't need to, and the masks working, and they really don't work like they said they did, and the origins of COVID-19, which we've gone over. But the most ridiculous thing of all has been happening, and you guys may have been noticing this, or you may not have seen this. So there's a new trend happening. It is a trend to get you to get your COVID vaccine. It's an incentive program. An incentive so that you will get the vaccine that they've told you you must have, or they'll keep you locked down and keep you wearing a mask, which they've also said is pretty much ineffective. Former Surgeon General is now coming out warning that it's a bad idea to offer incentives such as beer, marijuana, for people that get the vaccine. Former U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is raising a concern about the harms and benefits of COVID vaccine incentives. Now, we've seen where, like, Krispy Kreme has been like, hey, show us you've been vaccinated. We'll give you a free donut. We'll help you get fat, right? We've seen people say, hey, you want a beer? You want a joint? Go ahead. Bring us the proof you got the vaccine. We'll give you weed or a beer. Adams knows that the U.S. is in the last leg of the relay and urging Americans to get the coronavirus vaccine, which he, as he says, is proving more difficult than anyone could imagine. What, you want to know why? You want to know why the vaccine rates of people going out every day and getting them are dropping like crazy? It's because they don't trust the people they're telling them the vaccine is safe. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Why would you trust Fauci on the vaccine right now? Why would you trust Fauci? Seriously, why would you trust Fauci? Why would you trust anybody in this government right now when it comes to the vaccine, the effectiveness, how safe it is? You can't trust them on anything. Fast forward to the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying, hey, I'm very concerned about these incentives. We're now telling people to get high to get a vaccine, or we'll get them high to get a vaccine, or we'll get them drunk. Take a listen to this from CNN.
Beer, joints, how do you feel about those as incentives?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit where credit is due and acknowledge that the Biden administration took the baton of three safe and effective vaccines handed to them and got us to the point where most people in the U.S. who are eager to get a vaccine have gotten one. That's a good thing. But we're in the last leg of the relay, and it's proving more difficult than many imagined. Governments and businesses are contemplating an array of enticements. And John, here's the thing. Enticements have always been an ethical dilemma in public health policy. COVID is no exception. You've got a public health community on one hand that's arguing for safer gun ownership, prevention of youth drug use, and a national plan to address the perils of epidemic alcohol overconsumption. And we have governments endorsing gun giveaways, marijuana joints for jabs, and the President of the United States essentially participating in a giant beer commercial. I'm all for doing what we can to get people vaccinated, but we have to ask ourselves if we're really getting a benefit that's commensurate with the known harm, the known public health harm of normalizing these behaviors.
The challenge, and I hear what you're saying, and that's a value judgment. It's a value judgment they have to make.
What's a scientific judgment, too? What's the harm? What's the benefit?
Fair point. What they are up against in terms of getting people vaccinated, I'm not saying this justifies the beer or in the joints, which isn't a federal program, it's a state program. They're up against just this wave of misinformation.
There it is. So that's why we're having to do this, right? Well, it's a wave of misinformation out there. So, of course, we've got to be, you know, offering weed. Washington State is now offering free marijuana to those who get vaccinated. That's what they're doing. Washington State to now offer free weed, marijuana, to those who get vaccinated. And CNN's justifying this by saying, well, you've pushed us to this point because of the misinformation of the anti-vaxxers, the right-wing conspiracy theorists, the Trump supporters, right? So now we got to offer people weed. It's really Donald Trump's fault. It's talk radio's fault. It's Ben Ferguson's fault. It's his the people that listen to these shows. It's their fault that we're now having to resort to getting you drunk or high to get you to get a vaccine.
Misinformation in some cases that's been normalized. Shocking misinformation that's been normalized and in some places almost sanctioned by state, federal officials, right? You have this Ohio testimony where Republican lawmakers called in a so-called doctor who made claims about people being magnetized if they take the vaccine. Just listen to this.
What is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick.
I mean, you know, what do you do with that when people in sworn testimony are seeing things like that?
By the way, I love how they take that video of one person that walks up to a microphone at a public government event and says that. And they use that now as like the majority of people believe that. Do I believe that this doctor who absurdly claims the vaccine shot will magnetize people, do I believe that doctor? No, I'm not even sure that's a real doctor. I just know that the video went viral because people are like, see, this is what the right believes. But then CNN throws this out there. You don't think this gives more people the ability to see it and then move it on and push it out there? And some people may believe that. But my point is, this is not the norm. I don't believe that. I don't believe I'm going to get magnetized. Well, hell, I've got the vaccine and I'm not magnetized, right? I'm not like walking around getting slammed into magnets, okay? Now, what's also insane about this story is the White House is now actually partnering with Anheuser-Busch to offer free beers if 70% of adults in the U.S. get at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by July 4th so we can all get hammered. Get a shot and have a beer. Free beer for everyone 21 years or over to celebrate the independence from the virus is what President Joe Biden said. This is their plan to get you vaccinated. We'll give you a beer, or in Washington State, we'll give you weed. We're going to give you a controlled substance because that's how desperate we are for you to do what we tell you to do. You look at Washington State, I mean, these people are just insane. You launch a, quote, joints for jabs to provide a temporary allowance to state-licensed cannabis retailers to provide one joint to adult customers who receive a vaccination at an in-store vaccination clinic per the state's Liquor and Cannabis Board. The allowance expires on July 12th. Come on in. We want to give you a shot, a vaccine. Here's your joint to go with it. We're giving lotteries away in other states like California. Like, here's $1 million if you get the vaccine. I actually support that one more than I support giving out a controlled substance. Hey, here's some weed or some liquor. That is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard from a president of the United States of America. When you were in the White House, and I've been in the White House, I want to make that clear. If somebody would have walked in the room, I would argue during the Bush administration, and said, I got a great idea, and we were in the middle of a pandemic. Hey, let's give out beer and partner with a beer company, and we'll get people drunk on July 4th if they get the vaccine. They would have been fired, I would argue, immediately. They would say, get the hell out of my office, and you're never coming back in here ever again. You're gone. Get out. And now, not only is this idea acceptable, which tells you how stupid this administration is, but they actually went ahead with it and now are promoting it. Our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves right now, looking at the state of this presidency, of the media, of states in this country that are doing things like giving you marijuana, incentivizing you through getting you high to get a vaccine. I'm assuming that there's a lot of people out there that are not going to get the vaccine to get a beer. That also shows you how stupid this is. Now, I think there's a lot of people that will get the vaccine that will take a free beer because they were going to do it anyway. In Washington State, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that there's not a lot of people out there that are going to be like, well, crap, God, I really want to get stoned fine, I'll go get a free joint by getting the vaccine. I do believe there's a lot of people that are going to get the vaccine that will take a free joint. But this idea that we have reduced vaccines in this country to incentivize programs of weed and beer tells you that the public health officials in this country have lost control. That includes Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been reduced. He is so meaningless to people's decision makings, which is not good for this country. Right? The director of the CDC should be a trusted non-political man. He has become so polarizing that you can argue right now that he is ineffective at doing and leading the agency, the CDC. Dr. Fauci has become so polarizing in this country that we're now having to get people high or drunk to do something that he's asking you to do. Why is no one writing that story? There is no public trust for Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci lied on masks. Dr. Fauci lied on gain of function research. Dr. Fauci lied about money going to the Wuhan lab. Dr. Fauci lied about infection rates with children and schools being quote unsafe to go back to. Dr. Fauci lied about hydroxychloroquine and its effectiveness. And now Dr. Fauci, who cannot stand Donald Trump, has become so polarizing of a political figure. I would argue he's the equivalent of an elected official now in the political world. The same feelings you have, people have towards an elected official is where we are with Dr. Fauci. He is ineffective. And the proof of it is the fact that we're now having to offer people to get stoned or drunk to get a vaccine. I'm not advocating for firing Dr. Fauci because I want some sort of revenge. That's not how I work. I'm arguing it's time for Dr. Fauci to resign and or to be fired because clearly the American people have no confidence in Dr. Fauci. That's what I'm saying. Dr. Fauci will not be trusted, I would argue, ever again by the majority of Americans in this country. You know what's so funny? There's a tape that has come out recently. 18 years ago, a physician called into C-SPAN to tell Dr. Fauci to resign. 18 years ago. I wish I could find that doctor, because that doctor 18 years ago was brilliant. 18 years ago, absolute brilliant. A physician from Durham, North Carolina called. Didn't beat around the bush whatsoever. Immediately told Fauci, based on his record, that it's time for him to resign. You've been at the National Institute of Health a pretty long time. It seems to me that during your tenure, our ability to control infectious diseases has improved, but in fact worsened, and even basic health tips, such as you can't use antibiotics to treat viral infections, has not been adequately communicated to the public, the caller said. He went on to state other things. This was 18 years ago. It's time for Fauci to go. Fauci cannot be trusted. I hope everyone you listening to this will please share this podcast and help us get all of this information out each and every day. So if you're listening to this right now, there's that little forward share button. You can share it in email, text message, on social media. Please tell your family and friends about this podcast. We'll keep bringing you all this information each and every day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.